The Chosen has taken the world by storm with over 440 million downloads and streams. This show has depicted the life of Jesus and his disciples in a way that is brand new and refreshing for so many viewers. As we get ready for season 3 to begin on the big screen, we are joined by Noah James, who plays Andrew, the disciple, right after this short message. Read more stories on Spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription. Well, Noah James, welcome to the Charisma News Podcast. It is a pleasure to have you here to talk about The Chosen. I mean, people might not recognize your name as Noah, but people probably would recognize your face and your voice and associate you with Andrew the disciple.
Yes.
So it's great to be able to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you've been one of the original cast of The Chosen, which is really cool because every season more people are getting involved. And I saw in the preview trailer that we're going to finally meet Judas, which is, that's going to be interesting, you know, because we all know where that's going to go eventually. But
definitely.
Yeah.
We know where, but we don't know how.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that has been amazing about The Chosen. It's just, we know the stories because we've read it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we've got thousands of years of Christian and biblical history that we're able to look at. But what Dallas Jenkins and the team and the way that you guys portray the characters is just amazing. And it's really bringing the scriptures to life in a new way. First off, I want to ask, how did you get involved with The Chosen? And really, how has The Chosen got involved in your life personally, too?
Yes. Well, I actually auditioned for The Shepherd, which was the short film that led to The Chosen.
Yes,
Dallas,
yes.
Created this short. Yeah. And it went viral. But I auditioned for it. I just had one audition for The Shepherd and then never heard again, you know, and it was just like a normal audition. And then a year and a half later, I get an audition for The Chosen. Had no idea there was a connection or anything. And I go into the casting office and Dallas stands up from behind the table and says, Noah, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad you're here. And I had never met Dallas before. He was not there for my initial audition. I'd never seen him. So I thought, I was like, oh, he thinks I'm someone else. Like, how long do I keep this up? So finally I had to say, like, I think you think I'm someone else. He said, no, you auditioned for The Shepherd. You were like in the running for that part, which I never knew about. Mm-hmm. And I've never been so thankful to not get a role because I didn't get that, those, you know, 3 days on The Shepherd. Now I've had years on The Chosen, and I am just eternally grateful to be a part of the show. Honestly, It's completely changed my life. I just flew back from Atlanta from the premiere earlier. I was in Paris and Spain talking about the show, and so it's been a colossal shift in my life.
Sure. I mean, I remember I had a friend, because I was working in Christian television years ago before The Shepherd made its way out. And then this was whenever Dallas had the little thing at the end saying, hey, I want to turn this into something more. Would you support me? So I got to see it back then. And then to see what it has become.
Yes.
I mean, on the app, I didn't check today, but it's like almost like 100 million downloads or something, or views.
No, I think it's at like 400 million views, something
okay,
like
so it's
that.
Been a little while since I've watched it on the app. I've got a bigger TV now, so I don't check that. But I have been a supporter of The Chosen. I've, you know, paid it forward. I absolutely love what you guys are doing.
Wow, thank
so,
you.
I mean, you've had some great opportunities, but now that you're portraying Andrew, the brother of Peter, you know, it's a fun character that you get to play. I mean, you're full of excitement. There's a lot of, it seems like it's a lot of fun to play. It looks like that.
Definitely a lot of fun. I mean, I'm super thankful to, you know, when I auditioned, I didn't know, I auditioned at first for Simon. A lot of us did.
Sure.
And then it was kind of spread through, okay, not quite right for that. Maybe this, not quite right for that. And so on my third audition for Dallas, he was like, look, I'm loving working with you. The feeling was mutual. And he said, I want you on the show. I just don't know exactly where yet. And he mentioned a few. And then he was like, maybe Andrew. I said, oh, I would love that. I just connected with Andrew right away from even just reading the pilot. So I've been having a lot of fun with the character, that's for sure.
Yeah. So now whenever you read the Gospels yourself and you see Andrew in there, like, do you picture yourself in there as you're reading? How does that change the way that you read the Bible, I guess?
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, some of those things, I mean, the answer is complicated. It's a complicated question because some of it has to be kept almost compartmentalized one, it's like, we know that what we're doing with the show, it's bigger than just us. And there's no real ego involved because it's not about us. It's like if someone on the street, you know, yells St. Andrew to me, I'm aware that they are connecting with something that, yes, it has a little bit to do with me because I'm trying to bring it to life on screen, but it doesn't have that much to do with me personally in that way. And so we try to have a healthy understanding of what that relationship is. Otherwise, you could go very, very off the deep end. So, but I will say when we look, you know, I was just at the Louvre and there's, of course, incredible art that is showing some of these people, some of the characters, and you can't help but be inspired by a lot of that and take it in. And you know, when I see some of the images or paintings of some of the disciples, you know, for instance, being martyred or anything, that affects me. It affects all of us quite deeply because you feel like you have this really personal connection to it in a way that maybe some other people don't. We're trying to live it out every day we're on stage. And so, so yes, it is complicated, but there is some sort of connection there.
Right. So now we're getting ready for the launch of season 3, which is, I mean, you guys are doing something that's a lot of fun right now. And before I get into this, I just looked at the app. It's 440 million downloads. 472,000, and then the numbers just keep going up and up and up.
Wild.
So you can't give a current number, but it's just amazing. And you guys are actually launching season 3 on the big screen, which is that's really cool. How does that feel to know that you're going to be on the big screen? And I know the Christmas special last year was on the big screen and for like a month, which was really cool. I enjoyed that quite a bit, but like, you're starting off a season for a streaming show on the big screen, which I don't know of any other show that has ever done that.
It's definitely unusual. It's definitely unusual, but you know, The Chosen is the whole motto is get used to difference.
Yeah,
and
really.
I will say that I just came back from Atlanta from the premiere and we saw it on the big screen at the amazing Fox Theater there in Atlanta. And there were thousands of people in attendance. And that was completely overwhelming. Just hearing the response, hearing the laughter, the gasps, you know, in a chorus with each other. There were so many. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to sort of be in theaters. Not exactly going to say where, but I will be at a theater.
You'll sneak in, Friday. Maybe in disguise. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be wearing my potato sack at the theater, but I'm just so excited for the show to get out there, and we've put a lot of ourselves into this, and I'm excited for people to finally get to see the work we've been doing for the past, you know, few months.
That's really cool. So, what are some things that we can look forward to in this next season? I know the feeding of the 5,000 is a big deal, and you know the arrival of Judas. And what are some other things that you can share?
Well, I think that you know, the feeding of the 5,000, it's again, it's no secret that that's featured quite heavily in the season.
Right.
But a lot of what you'll see is what plants the seeds for that to arrive by the end. And so you're going to see the disciples really become the apostles. That will happen this season. You see us sent out.
A lot of character development.
You see us sent out 2 by 2 and you see how some of those missions are successful and some of those missions are not quite successful or successful in different ways that we, you know, couldn't quite see at the moment. Yeah. And there's a lot of the challenges get you know, ramp up this season. You see a lot of doubts and insecurities and anxieties. Are we worthy enough to be saying these words to these people? Wow. Are we going to be okay even, you know, security wise? Will we be all right doing this? And so you see a lot of that come to a head in season three, a lot of the interpersonal relationships, you know, a lot of that boiling over.
Right.
And
right.
It's going to be, you know, I've been saying there are a lot of, there are high highs and low lows. And it's going to be, I think people are not, do not know what will be happening on the screen in front of them by the time the end is over.
I can't wait for that. Real quick, we just got a couple minutes left. What is one of your favorite moments of filming this next season?
Well, actually, one of my favorite moments, you will be able to see it in theaters if you go when it arrives, you know, we're recording this tomorrow. I get to, without giving too much away, there's a scene with John the Baptist. And that, for me, especially from the way that season two left off, a lot of the anxieties and, you know, some freak out moments, if you will, that comes to a head, and I get to stand in front of John. And that, to me, we filmed that scene all day. It was, you know, a 10-hour day or so, just that scene, just a few of us there. And that was so, so special. And we just really tried to be generous with each other and create a environment where everyone can give their, you know, best work. It's a really special moment for me and working with David, who plays John, and some other characters who you'll find when you see it. That's a really special, special scene for me.
Yeah. Well, Noah, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to come and just talk with us at Charisma Media, Charisma News Podcast, to just promote The Chosen Season 3. We'll provide the information for our listeners to be able to check that out. So God bless you, Noah, and we look forward to hopefully another opportunity to catch up with you for Season 4.
Absolutely. It's been great talking to you. Seriously, thank you so much for having me.
This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.